This operation was what was called top secret. I did not tell even my closest family what I had been doing for about 50 years after the war.
Now declassified, some of the most chilling of these conversations can be reconstructed for the first time.
Appreciate you sleeping with her too.
Yes, I mean, you couldn't tell that she was a Jewess. She's quite a nice type too. It was just a shame that she had to
die with everybody else.
75,000 Jews were shot there.
These are their stolen confessions.
We are in the preliminary stage of one of the greatest battles in history. I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
In the chaos and carnage of total war, high-grade intelligence was as vital as fighting power. MI-19, the Department of the War Office, set out to exploit German prisoners of war in the most ambitious surveillance operation ever attempted. Three stately homes were converted into unlikely prison camps and wired for sound. Nowhere was out of range of MI-19's specially designed microphones.
There were bugging devices in the lamp fittings, behind mirrors, in the fireplaces. It was a huge operation, and something this technical and sophisticated had never been undertaken before. British were very clever at thinking into the mindset of how they could get intelligence from the enemy, and it was a very British thing to do, actually.
We're very used nowadays to the idea of conversations being bugged. People weren't during the Second World War. This was the beginning of modern surveillance. This was entirely new.
Hidden away out of view were the listening rooms, filled with state-of-the-art disc recording equipment.
I was told to report to the commanding officer that what I was going to do was probably more important for the war effort than if I drove a tank or fired a machine gun.
So, what can you tell me about Nickerbein?
Captured German soldiers were brought to the UK and interrogated. Those considered an intelligence asset were sent to the wired locations, where listeners were ready and waiting for them to start talking.
On the second day of the Polish War, I had to drop bombs on a station at Poznan. Now, 8 out of the 16 bombs
fell on the town among the houses. I didn't like that. But I said to myself, hell, orders are orders. On the third day, I didn't care. And on the fourth day, I was enjoying it.